You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So the government has proposed charging tourists a levy of up to $35 on arrival. While Australians and Pacific Islanders would be exempt, it would raise $80 million in the first year. The tax revenue will go towards aiding the pressures on infrastructure from high tourist numbers. Dalton Kelly is the CEO of the Rural GP Network. The organisation is calling for an allocation of the tax revenue to them because of the high demand they experience from tourists. I started by asking him to tell us how big the network is.
We're based in Wellington, and there are something in the order of 200 rural practices around New Zealand, and 95% of them are members of our organisation. So, you know, we do truly represent rural general practice.
And it wasn't set up for tourists, but how much of the services that you provide do tourists take up during peak seasons?
It's the emergency component that's particularly worrying. You know, people come to New Zealand to have an experience in adventure tourism or, you know, on any of our Great Lakes. It's not in the middle of the city that they come to. So it is putting pressure on our rural general practice and our rural hospitals. And we believe that people will be more concerned to be assured that they're going to get health services when they're in those parts of New Zealand, more so than car parks or more toilets.
And given that that is your perspective as an organisation, and that tourism is one of our biggest exports, do you think that we have insufficient infrastructure to deal with the volume that we bring in?
I think, you know, if you have an accident in a rural part of New Zealand, number one on your agenda will be that you are well looked after. And our general practitioners and nurses, in many cases, are the first responders to get to the scene of that accident. And, of course, if it's a small community, they are often the only medical people in that community. That means the rest of their own community is not being looked after.
So the idea of a tourism tax then, does your organisation support that?
We just want to make sure that tourists are well looked after. I'm not worried whether the money comes out of Vote Health or Vote Tourism or any of the other pockets of money that I'm sure are available. It's more the service that we want to give to tourists when they come here so that it enhances the experience that they have. And I think if we asked them at the border what was more important, they would say ensuring that their health was well looked after.
And so will you submit feedback to the government on the proposed tax?
Certainly. And we've been talking with the government and the Minister of Health for some months now about this, the prime service, which is the primary response in medical emergencies. We asked him to come to our conference and talk to us about the issue. He's continuing to keep a dialogue with us, so hopefully we can ensure that tourists, when they come to visit our special part of the world, will be well looked after.
I'm sure it's frustrating to have had to wait till the idea of a tourism tax to have come up to highlight what the funding situation is for you guys. You know, obviously the health sector as a whole is under a whole lot of pressure that the government has to try and fix now. But for the Rural GP Network in particular, how pressing is your funding situation?
Well, it's extremely pressing. This is a very small amount of money. If it was doubled, we would only need another $2 million. There are 75 prime locations throughout New Zealand. Each of those locations has four or five doctors or nurses delivering the service. The service is done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and the total budget $1.8 million. That seems a ridiculously small amount of money. It could be easily addressed, and we think it's essential for people living and working in rural, but more particularly just at the moment, for tourists.
Do you have hope that out of this the tax will go ahead and the money will go towards health as opposed to car parks and toilets?
Well, I'd be equally as happy if the Minister of Health found money within the health budget.
Yeah.
It's the service that I want funded, you know, and where the funding comes from is a matter for the government.
Yeah, for sure. And as you say, your organisation works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so that means all year round. And I heard on RNZ this morning, the one of your workers doesn't have a day off, really. So where exactly, if you got that money, would you put it to? Would it be to more staff, or would you spend it on equipment?
Well, the first thing I would do was ensure that the people who are providing the service now are well remunerated, or remunerated appropriately, because if those people start walking away from the service because it's either costing them in money or in time, then you know, we really are in trouble. So I think that's the primary cause. Of course, we'd like to add more people, but it is not easy to find people who want to go and live and work in health in rural New Zealand. So that's another issue as well.
Do you think maybe there should be an inclusion of the idea of rural work at the education level of when people study health at universities?
Oh, most definitely. And there are two very good proposals before government at the moment, one from Waikato University and one, a combined one from Auckland and Otago University, looking at a multidisciplinary training program for health professionals that is based in rural New Zealand. The thinking being that if you've had a very good experience, or if you come from rural New Zealand, you're more likely to go back and work. If you've had a good experience in your education program, then you'll go back and work. And I think that's got an enormous amount of merit. And I'd like to think that the government would consider those proposals seriously.
Do you have any final comments before we finish?
Tourism is an essential part of our New Zealand economy, but equally so is our rural economy. You know, it's the largest earner of export dollars. We need to make sure that people who are living, who are working, who are visiting those parts of New Zealand are well looked after with their health needs.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.